This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
Another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation facing great challenges, tremendous problems, and no solution in sight on America's southern border. But at the same time, we are all facing problems closer to home. I don't care what city you live in or whether you live in a suburb somewhere and you occasionally come into the city. The problem of homelessness is intense, it is growing, and it is largely ignored while people play politics. And what's an example of that? Just look at the legislature in Olympia, Washington, where they have five different bills that are intended to deal with homelessness that will do absolutely nothing, totally nothing, to actually solve the problem. And in fact, in the federal Congress, they have a different approach that will also do nothing except exacerbate the problem of homeless encampments, of people discarding their syringes and their drug paraphernalia and living in filth and squalor and despair. And it's a human tragedy, but it's also a tremendous tragedy for our cities and for all of the effort that people have made to try to build up some kind of civilized life in American central cities. So what's the answer? Cori Bush, who is a newly elected member of the squad. He is a representative from Missouri's 1st Congressional District. He has the answer to homelessness. This is clip 5. Listen.
We cannot take shelter for granted when over 500,000 of our neighbors are unhoused on any given night. How do we sleep when we know that many people are unhoused? This was an existential crisis of cruelty in the richest country in the world before the pandemic. The pandemic has made this situation far worse and far deadlier, with the rent and utility burdens rapidly increasing at a time when corporate profits are soaring. We're talking about shelter for people. This is something that should not be negotiable. This is something that we should not have to have a discussion about. We are laying the groundwork for a future where housing is a fundamental right. When you come home and you walk up to your door and you have to think about, is there an eviction notice on my door? When you wake up in the morning wondering if today is the day, and you know if today is the day that you got to go buy trash bags because you don't have enough money even to put your stuff in boxes to move, this is our work.
Okay, by the way, I do apologize. I should note that Cori Anika Bush is a cisgendered female. I had referred to her as he. And God forbid that anyone should make a mistake with pronouns today when it's so sensitive. And I apologize preemptively to Representative Bush. That was her laying the groundwork for a future where housing is a fundamental right. What does that mean? If housing becomes a fundamental right, what do you do with people who right now, today, refuse to leave their tents because they choose to live in homeless encampments when they are offered places in shelters? And again, the stupidity that simply building, quote, affordable housing that somebody pays for, that this is a solution to the people who predominantly suffer from mental illness and addiction or both, and usually it is a combination of both, it's extraordinary. And it simply doesn't work. And even homeless advocates in Seattle, right, cannot reach any agreement in terms of their outreach efforts. Como News reported on what is going on. There's a private organization called We Heart Seattle that goes into homeless camps, it picks up litter, tries to connect the homeless with social services. And guess what? Homeless activists hate them. Say that God forbid you should take away their right to live among their own litter. This is the report from Como News. This is clip two.
It's been going on now for several weeks here at homeless encampments across the city. Activists yelling at volunteers with We Heart Seattle, including a confrontation right here at Jefferson Park.
It's getting pretty intense and nasty in some cases.
All I wanted to do is help pick up trash and interact with people in a meaningful way.
Andrea Suarez is the founder of this nonprofit. She says her group's been out to several parks like Denny, Dejon, and Ballard Commons, cleaning up trash with consent from the homeless at these encampments, and have been trying to get people connected with services and shelters. Instead, they've been confronted with this. We Heart Seattle puts out social media blasts to recruit volunteers, but Suarez says this is also attracting activists who disagree with their methods. There are now even some of these not wanted posters with Suarez's face showing up on utility poles at some of the parks.
It's schoolyard bullying, and they are treating it like some kind of turf war.
Okay, this is extraordinary. Do you know the old expression, no good deed goes unpunished? Wouldn't you think picking up litter and trying to connect the homeless with social services would be a positive thing? Not according to so-called homeless activists. This is clip 2B.
We reached out to some of these activists, but no one's gotten back to us. It's unclear why they even have issues with We Heart Seattle. But Suarez says these people opposing her group are telling her they do not want anything removed or touched at homeless encampments, even trash and abandoned tents.
No property was taken from that tent.
Councilmember Tammy Morales went on Twitter to say she does not support We Heart's work. But Councilmember Andrew Lewis says he would like to see the group collaborate more closely with the city's Human Services Department.
It's been peaceful, you know, up until just recently.
In the end, the homeless living here, like Michael Wheeler, are the ones really caught in the middle. He wants the confrontations to stop.
They were actually doing more harm than good.
Now, just a few days ago, one of We Heart's volunteers admitted to crossing a line and entering this abandoned tent right over here, but not taking anything out of it. Either way, this volunteer was called out by activists, but has since apologized.
Okay, when activists are protecting abandoned tents, and you take a look at what rents cost in the city of Seattle, right nearby, this is extraordinary. This is extraordinary. It makes no sense at all. There's more in terms of the recommended solutions to homelessness. We will get to that. There are five bills in Olympia that are supposed to solve the problem. And by the way, I'd be glad to take a call from anybody who believes that bills to build more housing are going to suddenly cure the homeless crisis, which is a crisis not simply about buildings. It's a crisis about people. And people in trouble, and trying to facilitate the continued addiction, squalor, hopelessness, and not only to sanction it and enable it, but to even glorify it, it seems to me is an extraordinarily major mistake. You talk about a major mistake. There's also a change for a flavor of ice cream. Tell you which flavor. Because supposedly the name of the flavor evokes our racist past. What kind of ice cream? No, it's not Rocky Road. It's something else. We'll get to that and more on the MedVed Show.
Your daily dose of debate. It's the Michael MedVed Show.
Big questions. Are religion and science constantly, inevitably at war? Can science provide evidence for God? New York Times best-selling author Stephen Meyer, he's a philosopher of science. He has written The Return of the God Hypothesis, three scientific discoveries that revealed the mind behind the universe. There's a special offer for MedVed listeners. Free excerpt from the book, free digital booklet on intelligent design, a discount on Dr. Meyer's online course, an invitation to an exclusive online meeting with Dr. Stephen Meyer. And amazingly, this new book, The Return of the God Hypothesis, has just been endorsed by a Nobel Prize winner in physics, Dr. Brian Josephson, and many other prominent scientists. You can read about it, find out all about it, when you go to discovery.org/MedVed for a special offer you don't want to miss. discovery.org/MedVed. Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds. Social media and trading platforms then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Grovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. AmFed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at AmFed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Mentioned before some of the legislation that is being considered in the state of Washington to deal with what is clearly a homeless crisis that is impacting not only the lives of the people who are living in filth and addiction and profoundly unhealthy circumstances, but that the impact of the homeless camps and the destitute people everywhere is one that impacts a society, even in a prosperous part of the country like the Northwest. And yes, it is a prosperous part of the country. And no, simply building a new public housing is not the answer. Very obviously not. The Olympian reports, which is the local newspaper in the state capital of Olympia, Washington, five bills on homelessness still alive in Washington legislature. Oh, good. Bills that'll give us hope. And as state lawmakers head into the 10th week of the legislative session, several bills addressing the construction of homeless shelters and permanent housing have passed out of the House of Representatives. While attempts to increase funding for affordable housing and rental assistance remain in financial committees. Here's a roundup of which bills related to homelessness could still be passed. Homeless shelters, affordable housing, and zoning. That's number one. That could easily be passed. Number two, using local sales tax revenue to acquire hotels for housing. Oh, wonderful. This was introduced by Cindy Ryu, a Democrat of Shoreline. Exempting temporary shelters from SEPA appeal, another bureaucratic process that can bog down shelter projects, is appeals under the State Environmental Protection Act. And this new legislation would exempt homeless shelters from environmental protection legislation. Funding for ongoing rental assistance and tenant legal aid? Nope. That's still alive in the legislature. And then taxing Airbnbs, which are struggling to make their own living, to fund affordable housing. Another bill that aims to provide more funding for affordable housing by taxing short-term rentals remains in the Senate Ways and Means Committee, where it has been since February 4th. This is sponsored by Senator Liz Lovelet of Democrat, of course, of Anacortes. I mean, honestly, the idea that affordable housing is a way to get homeless encampments out of our parks, out of our streets, from freeway underpasses. Can someone give me an example of where this has worked? How much affordable housing do you need to build? And if you literally are living in a tent and begging, isn't affordable housing a euphemism? Are we really talking about free housing? This is craziness. And we gave you the update on in Everett, Washington, where they're actually trying to do something constructive about this to pass an ordinance. They'll vote on it on Wednesday. The ordinance provides no sit, no lie. It basically says that in a section of the city that is particularly infested with tent after tent after tent for blocks of people just camping in this industrial area of the city, the businesses can't conduct their business. And so the city council is taking a look at actually passing an ordinance that says, no, you can't sleep here, you can't lie here, you can't sit here. You have to go, if necessary, to another part of town or to a shelter. The Cairo 7 News reported on the debate going on in Everett, Washington. Listen to clip 1A.
This ordinance would only affect really a small portion of Everett. If it passes, anyone sitting or lying here along Smith Avenue near the I-5 underpass, they would have to move whether they like it or not.
These people have feelings. They're miserable and they're suffering. So we're kicking them now when they're down.
Penelope Prothero has a warning for any of the city council members looking to pass the so-called no-sit, no-lie ordinance. She says if this law goes through, people who live here will simply pack up their stuff and head to Everett's downtown corridor.
They're in front of hundreds of businesses and houses, residential houses, instead of an industrial area with just a few businesses.
Yet it's concern about those businesses that have Everett lawmakers taking action. Even in an industrial neighborhood like this one, lawmakers say homeless people are causing major problems.
Okay, obviously that is the case. And the idea that they can now simply move to downtown? Look, this goes to the question that Congresswoman Cori Bush was posing. If housing is a fundamental right, does that mean you have a fundamental right to pitch a tent, sleep wherever you want? To go ahead and interfere with somebody else's livelihood, with his business or with his home or with a park that he would like to take his children to or her children? The Everett City Council president spoke a little bit about the consequences of this idiocy about a right to camp wherever you want. This is clip 1B.
There are many businesses that have come to us talking about cleaning up, you know, a lot of waste and dangerous medical debris, needles, and all sorts of things out of there.
If the no-sit, no-lie ordinance is approved, violators could be jailed up to 3 months and be slapped with hundreds of dollars worth of fines.
And there are a lot of business owners down there that are routinely the victims of criminal activity in their business. So we're, you know, trying to strike a balance, and this seems like the way to do it.
This ordinance is attached to a plan that will build 20 mini houses for the homeless called pallet shelters. For her part, Penelope says she favors that idea. But even then, she says those shelters would only house 30 people when hundreds of others would still be on the street here. She insists the city needs to do more to help all the other homeless people still out there.
And what exactly should the city do up in Bellingham, even further north, major city in Whatcom County? The Opportunity Council and the Whatcom County Health Department have a point-in-time count, an annual census that tracks the number of people who are homeless in Whatcom County. And Bellingham would collect a new sales tax to ease the homeless crisis. By building low-income housing and funding mental health services. City Councilman Dan Hamill proposed the measure, which would add 0.1% to Bellingham's sales tax. And there's more. Such a tax would bring in $3 million a year, and that'll solve it, right? Don't think so. More coming up. 1-800-955-1776 on the MedVet Show.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy and 12 of his members are slamming President Joe Biden for a slow response to a spiraling humanitarian crisis on the southern border. Speaking from El Paso, Texas, a California Republican saying,
"We went through a new facility that was built just more than a year ago. They built it with a capacity they thought they could never meet, 1,040 people to be processed. Today broke that record. Today they're beyond capacity. They're having to build into the parking lot a makeshift facility."
The FBI says the Christmas Day bomber in Nashville was motivated by paranoia and intended to kill himself. They claim that the bombing was not an act of terrorism. A statement from the FBI says Anthony Warner specifically chose the location and timing of the bombing so that it would be impactful while still minimizing the likelihood of causing undue injury. USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The new tax in Bellingham, Washington, and the new tax which would be devoted to trying to deal with the homeless problem in Bellingham, which is a beautiful city. It's also a college town. There's the Western Washington University there. But the tax would also collect, there's a Bellingham Home Fund, which is a property tax that collects 36 cents for every $1,000 of assessed value and directs it toward low-income housing. So if you're fortunate enough to have worked and scraped and saved your whole life to buy a home, and you're paying property tax on that home, an owner of a $500,000 home, which in Bellingham is not a lavish estate, but you're paying $180 a year. And, again, all of that going up with these theories that that is the way to help homeless people. Look, it's depressing. And it's depressing because it's a great deal of agitation and talk, but without the enforcement of anti-camping laws, without the enforcement of rules against vagrancy, without the enforcement of rules against drug use in public, with attempts that you find everywhere to actually use the power of government to help people ingest their deadly drugs, and they are deadly. They're deadly for social order. They're deadly for individuals. It's an appalling insanity. And speaking of appalling insanity, they just staged the Grammy Awards last night. And I didn't watch, I've got to confess. But I did see the highlight featuring Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion simulating, I don't know what they were simulating, actually. I'm not even sure. But they were simulating something in regard to their song called WAP. That's W-A-P. It's an acronym. And no, I cannot explain what that acronym stands for. I just can't. It's there are FCC restrictions. But concerning the entertainment industry, I can't resist, and you have to do it, even though the Grammys had the lowest ratings in many years. They're very worried about the Oscar show, which is coming up. They just announced the Oscar nominations. And, yeah, it's very diverse. There are two women for the very first time nominated for Best Director, Emerald Fennell from Promising Young Woman and Chloe Zhao from Nomadland. But let me mention the Best Picture nominees to you. And there are eight of them. The Father, which is Anthony Hopkins battling dementia and memory loss. Judas and the Black Messiah, which is about the police killing of a 21-year-old Black Panther leader back in the 1960s, 69. Mank, which is about an alcoholic screenwriter struggling to do a first draft of Citizen Kane. Nomadland, which is about people living in their vans and driving over the lonely Western landscape and trying to find companionship. Promising Young Woman, which is about a former medical student who is determined to avenge the gang rape and suicide of one of her classmates. The Sound of Metal, which is about a musician, not Beethoven, losing his hearing. And then Trial of the Chicago 7, which is about 1968 radicals who were convicted of starting the bloody and truly awful Chicago riots of 1968. And then there's Minari. And the reason I think Minari actually has a chance to win is because it's the only one of these eight movies that are nominated for Best Picture that has any element to make you feel good. These are all that people used to look for the title to promote a film, the feel-good movie of the year. And these are all candidates for the feel-bad movie of the year. There's no exaltation, no uplift. It's one of those things I wrote in my book, Hollywood versus America, 30 years ago. Nearly 30 years ago, it's 28 years ago. I wrote about the fact that the American people, I think, really do want the experience, which is an old-fashioned experience, of going into a movie theater and coming out feeling better than when you went in. When you can go back to movie theaters or streaming something and then feeling better. Boy, I'm really glad I watched that. That really made me love life. It made me appreciate my country. It made me uplifted, hopeful. Minari does that, by the way. It's about a struggling Korean-American family. It's nominated for Best Picture and Best Actor and a number of other awards. But it's about an immigrant family making its way in a struggling farm in Arkansas. This is based on the director's own life. In any event, they never before have had eight different movies which collectively have earned so little at the box office. Might have something to do with the grim nature of the subject matter. And as a matter of fact, somebody talking about Hollywood, Sarah Silverman, who, of course, is a very politically correct, politically active comedian, actually spoke out against some of the extremes in her industry. And it's kind of amazing. This is clip 6A in her podcast. Listen.
It's the absolutistness of the party I am in that is such a turnoff to me. It's so elitist. You know, for something called progressive, it allows for zero progress. It's all or nothing. No steps toward. All or nothing. Again, righteousness porn. And I've been thinking about this a lot, just in general. I don't know that I want to be associated with any party. I think I don't want to be associated with any party anymore. It comes with too much baggage. Every party. It comes with so much baggage that no ideas can be taken at face value. And without ideas, what are we? Without a common truth, how can we talk about it?
I think that her term righteousness porn, to talk about the progressive agenda, like that idea that we have to, by law, make housing a fundamental right. I mean, honestly, this is when even Sarah Silverman, who is not noted to be a moderate at all, can say something so sensible and express what many Americans believe, which is a feeling of being fed up with the parties as they exist. Which brings us back to this idea of the five tribes in the GOP, which may end up going to war. I don't believe that to be true, because I think when you look inside this polling data they're providing, it actually indicates that there is one side that is likely to prevail. How do I mean? We'll get to that on the future of the GOP coming up on the MedVed Show.
I've had several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time, stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks, I started noticing results, and after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone. But the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone. And so, therefore, my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor. Or call 833 toll free 654 pain, 833 654 pain. As the nation pivots from the Trump administration to the reality of the Biden administration, Americans seem divided as never before. What does our country even believe in common anymore? One organization that continues to stand for what America has always believed is the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College. This institute stands for the first things, the permanent things, for religious liberty, for freedom of conscience, for family, for limited government, for free markets, for our nation's Judeo-Christian heritage. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com, and you will see insightful, bold opinion pieces from the renowned faculty at Grove City College in Pennsylvania. See Mark Hendrickson's latest on GameStop, Wall Street, and the hedge fund manager. See John Sparks and former Deputy Attorney General Paul McNulty on impeachment. And take a look at our friend Paul Kanger's articles and speeches. There are lots of them. You can find all this and much more at the website of the Institute for Faith and Freedom. That's faithandfreedom.com. Again, faithandfreedom.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life.
I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Last week on the MedVet Show, we were speaking to retired Lieutenant Colonel Ralph Peters about disturbing new survey data that suggests that Americans are losing some faith in our military. The number of people who said they had a great deal of confidence in our military as an institution had declined from above 70% down to 56%. Still high compared to other institutions, but going down. John in Vista, California, writes in, and he says, I don't know about others, but in my friend group, people have lost some trust in the military because the leadership seems so politicized and cowardly in the face of all the political correctness and wokeism, like women in combat, transgender accommodation, etc. Our troops may be brave and gallant in battle, but the brass don't impress like they did in The Greatest Generation. Some of this could just be the way they are covered in media and entertainment now, I suppose. I think that is part of it, and it's also that The Great Generation, people didn't really recognize that it was great until they were tested in World War II. And a lot of the people who came out as world-class political leaders and military leaders out of World War II only prove themselves under that kind of challenge. I do think that what you're talking about here is true, John, is that and obviously we have to have civilian control of the military, but when you have attempts on all sides, and this is Democrats, Republicans, they both try to use the military as a prop and as a tool. And given the sacred nature of the trust that you need to have about a patriotic and citizen military, the idea of using folks in a politicized way, I think, is damaging to the institution. Okay, speaking of damaging to the institution, I had mentioned before the idea that Tony Fabrizio, the president's former pollster, President Trump's pollster, has divided the GOP into five tribes. And he says, look, there are 20% of GOPers who are post-Trumpers, who don't want President Trump to continue to lead the GOP. They may like him, they may respect him, but they think his time is over. They don't want him for 2024. There are never Trumpers, enough said. Those two groups together represent 35% of the GOP. When you add what he describes as Trump boosters, that comes to another 28%. And what's characteristic of Trump boosters, it says they have a high job approval for President Trump, but they're evenly divided on whether they'd support Donald Trump in a GOP primary. And so if they're evenly divided, what you have is a party just split down the middle on whether Trump should. Then there are what they call InfoWars GOP. That's 10% of the party. A strong favorable image of QAnon, believes many conspiracy theories pushed by QAnon, near unanimous support for Donald Trump. I also don't think that's going to continue to be 10% of the party. It can't, because remember the whole QAnon master conspiracy theory was based on the idea that Trump was going to bring the storm and arrest all these pedophile Satanists that he was supposed to be going after. As time passes and Trump does not come storming back into power before 2024, I think that's a less strong point of view. Look, I think the whole idea of defining where you stand in America right now regarding to your attitude toward Donald Trump is looking less and less relevant. And that's a point. There's a piece in the New York Times, and it's an interesting piece historically, where Jamal Bowie, who is a black progressive columnist, says it's nonsense to think that the Republicans are going to go the way of the Federalists or the way of the Whigs and simply disappear as a party. And I think he's correct, because honestly, if you look at the disagreements within the party, beyond questions of Trump's personality or his suitability as a candidate, those disagreements are not profound. There wasn't a single, not even one Republican in House or Senate who voted against the party or who voted with President Biden on the American Rescue Package. Speaking of rescue packages, I wish somebody would rescue us from political correctness. There is an ice cream company that has apparently a very popular ice cream company. I know it is in New England. And they have decided to cancel the term Jimmy's. Why? What's wrong with Jimmy's? And what's wrong with Jimmy's is, according to the story, Brigham's Ice Cream recently changed the name of one of its flavors. The flavor was called Just Jimmy's. And I knew what Jimmy's was, maybe because I lived in Connecticut for 7 years, but Jimmy's are sprinkles. And that's what they're known as. Jimmy's is the New England Boston area word for chocolate sprinkles. And someone had spoken about Jimmy's actually having been based upon Jim Crow, and specifically because the sprinkles are brown in color, or because the name referred to Jim Crow, the main character of the 1830s minstrel song that became synonymous with racist culture. In any event, Snopes says none of that's true. No one can prove that anything to do with Jim Crow. However, they would rather be safe than sorry, so no more Just Jimmy's honored flavor for Brigham's Ice Cream. While the origin of the term Jimmy's remains unclear, the move might demonstrate how companies are taking preemptive action to offset potential conflict or criticism over product names. I don't know if anyone will be mourning the demise of Just Jimmy's in New England ice cream, but Tom and Jerry are still here. This is the cat and mouse tag team who began in the cartoon world in the 1940s. They now have a live-action animation combination. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
In a ritzy Manhattan hotel on the eve of a major society, wedding, Chloe Grace Moretz plays a new hire who's charged with getting rid of an annoying mouse, using a determined cat, of course, in the new movie version of classic cartoon characters Tom and Jerry, now streaming on HBO Max.
If a picture of these mouses tweeted out, we would be ruined.
No, sir, we're not ruined because it's not going to happen. That rodentia is toast.
These classic cartoon characters going all the way back to the 1940s are still chasing each other and tormenting each other relentlessly. It's all goofy and good-natured, but the main characters still don't talk, and an insistent, intrusive hip-hop film score doesn't really bring them into the 21st century. It's rated PG for lots of cartoon violence. The film is technically impressive and intermittently entertaining. 2.5 stars for the new incarnation of Tom and Jerry. And that was Chloe Grace Moretz, who you heard there in that clip. She plays an aspiring hotel executive who's caught in the middle of this. She's actually kind of faking her background to get that. And Michael Pena and Colin Jost of Saturday Night Live is also in the film, which has its moments, but... Was anybody really pressing for a redo of Tom and Jerry? Unclear. Though, again, the animation and the combination with the live actors is occasionally entertaining. Okay, coming up tomorrow, we have one of America's least popular, I mean, honest to God, least popular people. And no, he has nothing to do with politics. It's a convicted felon is saying he's being cruelly treated and launching a lawsuit. We will get to that. Speaking of lawsuits, in one of America's most progressive states, the Democrats want to dish out $123,000 in slavery reparations to black citizens. Really? And then this headline... Pickle-packing perv popped on private premise. Police, pantless man caught pleasuring self in public park with pickle. This is maybe still, despite it all, the greatest nation on God's green earth.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. That's 800-633-1378.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.